This is Senator Al Simpson. The IRS has eased the requirements for daycare providers who use their home as a place of business. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, as Congress continually struggles with the issue of providing safe, reliable daycare for working parents, the IRS has now come up with new rules which ought to make it a lot easier to stay in business for someone running a daycare facility out of their own home. Now licensed daycare providers will be able to deduct the cost of any room used for their business, even if the room is not used every hour of the business day. On top of that, the IRS has also backed away from the stiff record-keeping requirements, which almost turned all daycare workers into accountants. Ted, there is a real lesson here for Congress. When we grant a business greater flexibility and use a little common sense ourselves, it's a better solution than rigid bureaucratic mandates. Ever hear that or believe it?
Al, the Internal Revenue Service has a bigger heart than yours. The tax rules on deductions for work performed in the home have been a nightmare for years. Most daycare providers are low and moderate income families. This tax simplification will help them claim the deductions they deserve. In the current deplorable state of the economy, families can certainly use it. The IRS has done its part, Al. You should too. Daycare providers need more than simply streamlining the tax accounting rules. Experience, training and other precautions are essential to see that daycare is safe and ensure that the hand that rocks the cradle is not a psychopath. Last year's landmark child care legislation sought many of these reforms. Old Al Simpson dragged his heels then, and now the Bush administration's rules are undercutting needed steps to fully implement the law. Take a lesson from the IRS, Al. Stop obstructing daycare. Start improving it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration is in disarray on health care. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Bush administration's heart isn't in health care reform, or its head either. You still think Dick Thornburgh was right and the people of Pennsylvania were wrong. The latest disarray came on the eve of the State of the Union. Fortunately, someone realized that a key Bush proposal wouldn't fly. A tax on workers for the health benefits they receive on the job. It stopped the presses, Al. You beat a hasty retreat. That gaffe can be corrected, but your plan still flunks the two basic tests of health reform. You won't guarantee coverage for all Americans, and you only pay lip service to controlling health costs. Learn from history, Al. Don't just repeat it. Republicans never wanted Medicare, and you don't really want to change now. The system needs a major surgery, Al. Republicans must do more than reach for fresh Band-Aids.
Ted, your major surgery would leave a national corpse. Republicans are the ones who passed the catastrophic care expansion 4 years ago, only to have you Democrats repeal it a year later. Ted, you enjoy lathering up any Republican efforts, but let's take a quick look at what the Democrats propose. One, you favor complete national health insurance, and two, requiring all employers to provide health insurance to workers, 7 to 9% of the payroll. That's a 1-2 knockout punch to small business if I ever saw one. How does that control costs? The Republican solution would help small businesses pool resources to buy reasonably priced insurance. We support a refundable tax credit and an upfront tax deduction for the middle class. Nationalize health care, Ted, and you can tell your grandchildren that the operation was a huge success, but the patient died. You will then bury the patient and the nation. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congress passing a capital gains tax cut. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. With our economy struggling, will the Democrats ever let the Congress pass a capital gains tax cut? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you really do need to decide whether it's time to fish or cut bait. For years now, you've fought like a dog against any congressional move to lower the capital gains tax, always calling it a big tax break for the rich. With the economy hurting, your political glands are getting in the way of doing what's right. To stimulate investment for new jobs and expansion, we have to lower the tax on capital. While Americans pay 33%, Belgium, West Germany, and Italy don't have any tax on capital at all. Japan's capital gains rate is only 20%. Tell you something? Ted, Jesse Jackson has said, capitalism without capital is just an ism. listen to your left-leaning liberal chum and give the American economy the shot in the arm it so much needs.
Al, you're a glutton for punishment. You and your fat cat friends are salivating over President Bush's call for that unfair tax break, but it's no more justified now than it ever was. It's Republican trickle-down economics at its worst. Juicy tax cuts for the wealthy and pretend the economic benefits will trickle down to everyone else. Well, as people are saying, Al, the long-suffering middle class has been trickled on long enough. 66% of the benefit from President Bush's proposal goes to taxpayers earning over $200,000 a year. Their average tax break would be $30,000. 83% of the Bush tax cut goes to people making over $100,000 a year. Get serious, Al. In the depths of the recession, with millions of families hurting, you want a tax giveaway for the rich? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the health care debate. Band-aids or major reform? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Is 1992 the year for comprehensive health reform? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the country faces a worsening crisis in health care. Costs are out of control. Premiums through the roof. Families losing insurance because breadwinners lose their job. Others denied insurance at any price because of pre-existing conditions. Now the Senate Labor Committee has proposed a long overdue answer: guarantee health insurance for everyone and control soaring costs. The Bush plan falls short. It doesn't guarantee coverage for all, and it doesn't lay a glove on rising costs. Tax credits aren't enough, Al. They're expensive band-aids when much more is needed. In the 1930s, senior citizens were living in poverty. The nation responded to that challenge with Social Security. Now, all families are at risk, and the answer is affordable, accessible health care for all.
Band-aids, schmand-aids, Ted. Your plan is the tourniquet you want to twist around the neck of our country, something that would later require a full amputation. Ted, all families are not at risk. The vast majority of Americans do have health insurance. So rather than completely gut our modern medical system, something you'd dearly like to do, our Republican plan targets the 37 million U.S. people who don't have any health insurance at all. Ted, put away the meat saw and sharpen up your scalpel. And facts. Giving every single person a chance to get a tax credit or voucher for their health insurance is the very best, quickest, and fairest way to make certain all Americans have access to health care. Best of all, it expands and opens up new services without nailing the small businessmen to the wall, which would only cripple our economy even more. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off on hiring private collection agencies to make deadbeat dads pay up. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ex-wives who are owed child support by deadbeat dads are now turning to private collection agencies for help. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, unpaid child support payments now total over $19 billion a year. The feds have passed some tough laws forcing deadbeat dads to pay up, but the states don't have the resources to track these parents down and squeeze the cash out of them. Some single moms cut through the red tape and go directly to private collection agencies who tackle the job. These moms then share a percentage of their child support with the collection torpedoes, and many women consider that quite okay, since something is better than nothing. Even the state of Maryland has hired two private companies to collect past due child support owed to welfare mothers. Ted, government should take a lesson from reliable collectors who do good work to get those checks owed to those kids. Too bad government can't be that dogged and persistent.
Al, that's the American way, and it works. Enterprising entrepreneurs provide a service government can't afford. They build a better mousetrap and spring it on deadbeat dads. According to the Census Bureau, 5 million women in the United States have court orders for child support, but only half receive the full amount they're due. Half of the rest receive only partial payments, and the remaining half get nothing at all. That's only counting women with court orders. Millions of other women want child support and deserve it, but either they can't locate the absent father or they can't get through the legal maze to obtain a court order. Collection agencies get results when cash is there to be collected, but many deadbeat dads don't have jobs and can't pay anything. You like to beat up on welfare, Al, but try job training for absent fathers. it'll start more child support flowing and pay for itself in welfare savings. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration's plan for economic recovery is more shadow than substance. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you and the Bush administration need to face up to the steady stream of dubious reviews from your own team about the administration's flawed economic recovery plan. In an unguarded moment, even Jack Kemp called it a gimmick, and many in the business community have real reservation that it's all bark and no bite. At bottom, the administration's plan is an unacceptable gamble with the health of the economy. They're incapable of abandoning their laissez-faire ideology. They still believe the economy is basically sound and it will soon heal itself. Their recovery plan is mostly veneer, without the solid steps needed to guarantee the recession stops and recovery starts. There's an old saying, Al, dance with the person who brung you. But we need more action than that. If the administration keeps dancing with those who brought us in this mess, the recession will never end.
I think your brain danced out of your gourd, but you're right. We need to take solid steps to get this economy moving. Everyone knows what's holding things up: lack of savings and investments necessary to promote growth. The problem with you Democrats is that your proposals are written up by pollsters. Ted, back in 86, you rolled through a tax bill that destroyed every last incentive for productive investments that create jobs. I voted no. You just can't stand the horrid thought that someone might make a profit from their investments. You and your pals would hold all the American people ransom rather than boost the president's plan to increase individual savings through IRAs and reduce capital gains rates. Ted, it's put up or shut up time for this Democrat-controlled Congress to show America that they are as ready as the president to repair the economy. Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Democrats' pay and pay health care proposal. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Yeah, the Democrats have a health plan. We should call it pay and pay and pay. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, have you ever been at a party trying to tell a good story when some boorish boob hops in and tries to tell one better? That's just exactly the kind of sophomoric one-upsmanship that the Democrats are trying to do to all Republican proposals on health care. The people of this fine country deserve better, Ted. The president's plan would cover 35 million Americans who do not have health insurance while not forcing small employers out of business. It also takes the big Medicaid monkey off the backs of state government because we won't require Medicaid in that form again. Give this president a chance to be heard before you cram the Democrat proposal down our gullets. What's yours called again? Pay and pay? How about pay and pray? Pray for small business. You'll bury them.
Al, if President Bush's health plan were a medical prescription, it would be banned by the Food and Drug Administration because it's unsafe and ineffective. This country faces a crisis over health. Soaring costs are pricing it beyond the reach of average families. Yet the Bush plan flunks the two basic tests of reform. It fails to control costs, and it fails to guarantee coverage for all Americans. Our Democratic plan meets these tests. The Bush plan does not. The administration's tax credit and tax deduction gambits are the most expensive gimmicks in the history of health care. Pouring billions into the current flawed system won't work. It's the equivalent of pumping billions of gallons of water into the sinking Titanic. Crying socialized medicine won't work either, Al. Waving that red shirt delayed Medicare for a generation. That debate's over. The country likes Medicare, Al, and they'll like our Democratic plan, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on defense spending. It's still Cold War as usual. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush may not agree yet, but there's a convincing case for deeper cuts in Pentagon spending to fund critical domestic needs. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush took a step in the right direction, downward, on Pentagon spending, but we need to go deeper. The president says the Cold War's over, but he's only trimming defense to routine past levels of Cold War spending. You can look it all up, Al. At the end of the president's five-year plan, long after the fall of the Berlin Wall and the breakup of the Soviet Union, we'd still be spending Cold War sums on defense. We'd only be getting down to the baseline levels we reached after the Korean and Vietnam Wars, when the Cold War was still on. You can go lower now if the Cold War is over. Stop cheating on the peace dividend, Al. No more Cold War as usual. Urgent domestic challenges require us to do better.
Sure, domestic challenges need funding, Ted, but at the expense of this nation's security? Right now, the Pentagon itself has proposed cuts that will shrink spending to its lowest level since Pearl Harbor. And yes, our relations with the newly formed Commonwealth of Independent States, CIS, seem to be moving in the right direction, and the days of the Cold War are now but a memory. But we must not forget that the nuclear weapons sunk in place before Yeltsin ever took power are still pointed directly at us, ground zero. Even former Soviet Foreign Minister Shevardnadze had said that if he was in a Western country, he'd be terrified. You know him. Better listen. Let us trust our fine and respected Secretary of Defense, Dick Cheney, when he says that to cut any more now would be just plain naive and dangerous. He's the expert here, Ted, and he has America's safety clearly in mind. Ever tried trust? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on President Bush's commitment to this country's environment. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. The president has clearly outlined what he wants done this year for the environment. But will the Democrats let him do it? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Bush is and has always been the environmental president. Last year, we passed his landmark Clean Air Act. This year alone, he's asked for $1.8 billion to upgrade and promote our national parks, forests, wildlife, refuges, and public lands. He's also working to get increased funding for important programs of the Environmental Protection Agency, like air pollution control, water treatment, and environmental cleanup. Ted, George Bush's commitment to the environment has been real and solid. But he can't make any progress at all without the help of Congress. Bush's proposals are sweeping. Will you bash them again for ugly partisan reasons, or will you help us to appropriate the funds to carry out these important programs, even though he might get some credit?
Al, the Bush environmental record deserves its failing grade. You must have been snoring through that part of his State of the Union speech, Al, when he talked about many regulations he'd end. What he meant was regulations that protect the environment and upset your developer friends. It takes real chutzpah, Al, to claim credit for the Clean Air Act when the administration delayed action for months in a craven effort to weaken the requirements and give polluters a break. Since then, Vice President Quayle's Council on Competitiveness has worked overtime to undo even the stripped-down protections Congress was able to enact. Name any environmental issue, Al. You and the administration are always too little too late. Global warming, the hole in the ozone, offshore drilling, unsafe nuclear power plants, destroying the wetlands, gutting the Endangered Species Act. No wonder you're the MVPL of the environmental dirty dozen. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's economic recovery plan. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The administration's anemic economic proposals need more beef if they're serious about stopping the recession, reviving the economy, and investing in America. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Bush administration is taking a risky gamble with the health of the economy. For the past 18 months, while the economy slid from mild recession into near depression, the administration followed that old discredited Republican laissez-faire ideology. Don't just do something, stand there. I know you hard-line Republicans like to tough it out, Al, just like Herbert Hoover in the 1930s, who kept saying prosperity was just around the corner as the country sank deeper into the Depression. The good news is President Bush has finally rejected that do-nothing advice. The bad news is he's doing too little. We need stronger action to stop the recession and jumpstart the recovery. Democrats understand that, Al. Why don't Republicans?
wipe away the cobwebs and the crocodile tears, Ted. For all the years of his administration, George Bush has been banging on you Democrats in Congress to help him out on the economy. Every year he has asked for the power of a line item veto to cut wasteful spending. Every year he's called for a lower tax on investment capital. Ted, sound doesn't travel in a vacuum, and I guess that's the reason you guys haven't drummed this message through your thick heads. Inflation is at a decade low. So are interest rates. With the right help, the economy would swiftly bounce back. Ted, instead of your obsession of bashing Bush, why don't you give him a hand? The economic package he outlined asked for new unemployment benefits, tax cuts, tax credits, and slashes wasteful programs. If you Dems in Congress act by March 20th, we will begin to see signs of the recovery by fall. Or is that really what you're most afraid of, pal? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on HUD's new budget. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Each year, our able Secretary of Housing asks Congress to help low-income families dig out of their housing rut. And each year, the Congress kisses him off. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, once again, the energetic HUD Secretary, Jack Kemp, has outlined a plan to give low-income Americans the ability to make their own decisions about their homes, something we all deserve no matter what neighborhood we live in. It also calls for strong community involvement by giving tenants a say in who manages their buildings. And if they're interested, one program will even let them realize the American dream by helping them to buy their existing home. Ted, you own your own home. What's keeping you from helping someone less fortunate to do the same? Pride of ownership can do amazing things for neighborhoods. What's really stopping you from helping the Congress to enact Kemp's plans? Just ornery and partisan, aren't you, pal?
Al, you're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Those ideas make sense as far as they go, which isn't saying much. They'll give low-income tenants a greater voice as to how their apartment buildings are run, and they may even help some tenants to purchase their homes. But those innovations are swamped by the Bush administration scheme to slash funds for public housing and programs that serve the poor. They're proposing a $4 billion cut in housing alone, Al. That's unconscionable. Local housing authorities won't be able to repair and maintain their current property. Older buildings will decay even faster. The housing crisis will get worse and homelessness will rise faster. For millions of low-income families, affordable housing is a myth. You and Jack Kemp can prattle about privatization, Al, but if you don't relent on those deep budget cuts, the downward slide into chaos will continue. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the intense debate over public versus private schools. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Democratic alternative on education is making progress in Congress. Will President Bush swallow it or veto it? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as President Bush said in his State of the Union address, he wants action by Congress on education. Well, action he's getting. More than he wants, but he still should accept it. After heated debate, the Senate resoundingly rejected the flawed core of the Bush plan. His elitist proposal to take scarce federal tax dollars away from the nation's public schools and divert them to private education. The more you explain that misguided preppy idea, Al, the worse it sounds. You can't improve public schools by cutting their funds and using the tax dollars you save to build more private schools. It's the old Republican rationale from Vietnam. Destroy the village in order to save it. It didn't work for the Pentagon, and it won't work for education. You can't save the public schools, Al, by strengthening the prep schools.
Elitist proposal, Vietnam, come on, Ted. All George Bush wants to do is give some poor families who would never, ever be able to do it a chance to send their own bright kids to private schools. Ted, you went to the Milton Academy, you went to Harvard. What was the likelihood of your ever wandering into any of those elitist classrooms if your parents weren't well-to-do and prominent? I think the president's plan to break down your ivory and ivy walls and let some deserving kids get a chance of a lifetime, a real opportunity to turn their lives around, was something worth supporting. Instead, you call it a misguided, preppy idea. Ted, I call your mumbo-jumbo a real double standard. It's quite okay for you to spend your formative years in private schools, but you just can't stand the idea of letting any poor kid into those hallowed halls. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on courtroom overloading that is allowing criminals to go free. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Are the courts truly so overloaded that really tough crooks slip through the system without ever being prosecuted? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last year in New York City, out of the 230,000 cases handled by the criminal court, there was adequate time for only 973 trials. That's less than 1%. The other 200,000-plus cases were carefully managed or mismanaged by paper shufflers. Half of these cases were dismissed. The rest pleaded guilty, but even then, only 1% were ever sentenced to terms over 6 months. Ted, justice delayed is justice denied. Worse than that, mocking the Bill of Rights' guarantee of due process weakens our society and sends a clear message to these crooks that they can get away with crime simply because the bureaucracy can't handle the load and is breaking down. There's got to be a better way.
Al, you stop before the hard part, the answer. The question is serious. I don't blame you for stopping short. Your hardline, right-wing, lock-em-up, build more prisons mentality is making the problem worse. It's also costing billions we can't afford. According to a study just released by the Sentencing Project, the United States continues to have the highest incarceration rate in the world. 4 out of every 1,000 Americans are in prison, 1.1 million prisoners in all. The cost of their incarceration is an astronomical $20 billion a year. Criminal justice practitioners agree, Al, your approach is taking us down an expensive dead-end path. Federal, state, and local officials know we can't build our way out of overcrowded prisons. Why construct an $80,000 prison cell to jail an addict when a drug treatment program could break his habit for a fraction of that amount and make society safer, too? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on students who carry guns to their schools. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Guns and schools don't mix. Does Senator Al Simpson care? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, here's a figure that will blow even your National Rifle Association mind. According to the respected Center to Prevent Handgun Violence, an average of 300,000 children are carrying guns to school every day. It's not just big urban schools. According to the center, more and more school districts throughout the country, large and small, are suffering incidents involving gun violence, and the problem is growing worse. Whole schools are being terrorized, and education is suffering. Your anything goes NRA mentality is the heart of the problem, Al. It's a national disgrace when guns are so freely available that they're even plaguing the classroom. President Bush says he wants action against crime. If he means it, a good place to start is with sensible, long overdue restrictions on guns. When students raise their hands in school, Al, it shouldn't be because the kid behind them has a gun in their back.
Your old anything goes on criminals got us here. Guns should not be in schools. Schools should be a safe haven where kids can learn. Statistics show us that 25% of all students know someone who has been or have been themselves a victim in their schools. But the problem is not the guns, and any restriction you put on them is simply doomed to fail. Use your bean, Ted. Salt away these slugs. Right here in this nation's capital, where guns are strictly outlawed, over half of the picked-up killers and criminals carry weapons. Imagine the ones out there who don't get caught. Write this down now, Ted. The only way we will ever get crime off the streets and out of the classroom is to have a tough crime bill, something you and your liberal Democrat pals just won't let us do. That's a holdup without a gun. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on WIC's new program that helps moms get the food they need more swiftly. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. New computer technology is helping our low-income mothers to get all the food they need for their kids and more swiftly and efficiently. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, my own home state of Wyoming is piloting a program that is sure to make life some easier for moms and the women, infants, and children, the WIC program. A computer chip credit card, the smart card, is now used to replace vouchers sent out each month. This way, vouchers don't get stolen or lost in the mail, and the purchase amount subtracted from the card is right on, something the current voucher system doesn't get done. Ted, here is an example of effectiveness that benefits everyone, taxpayers and those who need aid. Wyoming stands to save $90,000 this year alone with this new program, and mothers and kids will get the nutrition they need when they need it. American ingenuity at work, Ted. It really can move mountains. Kind of spooks you up, doesn't it?
Al, I'm all for that improvement in WIC. Those credit cards can reduce fraud and waste and stretch scarce federal dollars. But don't take your eye off the ball, Al. The real tragedy of WIC is its shamefully low status in the Reagan and Bush years. It may just be the most cost-effective social program ever enacted. Each dollar spent helping expectant mothers saves $10 in later health costs for premature babies. Stick that fact on your high-tech credit card, Al. The administration changed its tune in this election year. They proposed a significant budget increase for WIC, one of the few areas where they did so. A welcome about-face from past opposition. But they still can't shoot straight, Al. They claim the increase means full participation by all eligible children. Hogwash. Only 65% will be reached. Congress can do better, Al. If you mean what you say, you'll help us do it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Bush administration's failed war on drugs. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. We're losing the war on drugs. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as the administration's 1992 drug strategy candidly admits, we're making progress against the casual use of drugs, but we're losing the battle against hardcore drug abuse, and that's the battle which clearly matters most. According to a recent survey, the number of monthly cocaine users rose by 18% last year, and the number of weekly users soared to 29%. Admit it, Al, with setbacks like that, the administration's much-touted war on drugs is a flop, because we're waging it with the wrong strategy. It's time to change course, Al. We know it can work. A comprehensive education strategy is needed to prevent drug abuse before it begins. A comprehensive treatment program is needed to help addicts break their habits and lead nonviolent lives. It's a twofer, Al. If we make progress in the war on drugs, we'll make progress in the war on crime, too.
Always you're a day late and a dollar short, Ted. President Bush's budget includes a $500 million program that targets neighborhoods taken over by drugs and crime. The goal is to get those slobs off the streets, assist kids, and help recovering adults get the treatment and support they need. The program, Weed and Seed, brings together federal, state, and local governments to weed out crime and drugs and then seed in programs that will really assist to promote education, better housing, and employment. To help out, the Job Corps will spend $50 million to train former junkies and pushers, shape them into hardworking, taxpaying members of society. Ted, the war on drugs is a top-notch priority for George Bush, and here's one fine example of a program he's proposed that starts right at the roots. Darn, wish you'd thought of it, don't you? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the importance of being able to read. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Learning to read isn't just kid stuff. It's something that also affects millions of adult Americans. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, civilization has used the written word for thousands of years in order to survive. That's why it's so very sad that in this most developed society in history, so many American adults just do not know how to read or write. There are as many as 20 million people in our nation who are functionally illiterate. That means they can't read a warning label on a medicine bottle or even a danger sign on a roadway. They can't even fill out a job application. Each year, illiteracy costs our country $200 billion in accidents and lost productivity. Ted, the real tragedy of illiteracy is it simply doesn't have to be this way. Whether through federal, state, or community programs, anyone really wanting to learn to read can do it. The feds can't force them the way you like to govern.
There you go again, Al. The old Republican attitude that things will get better by themselves if individuals just try harder. Sometimes it works, but often it doesn't. The obstacles are too great. Illiteracy in America is a serious problem. You can't cure it by cheerleading from the sidelines. This country has the worst literacy rate of any industrial nation. Our dismal record costs us heavily in lower productivity, higher welfare and unemployment, accidents on the job, and dead-end lives of crime and drugs. A new way to attack illiteracy is catching on. The Student Literacy Corps. Harness the energy, ability, and idealism of college students. Encourage them to volunteer a few hours a week, teaching literacy in schools and adult education centers in their community in return for credit in their courses. It might even work for you, Al. Let a college kid come by and teach you how to program your VCR. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a loophole that should be closed in the unemployment laws. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.